aging. And then mental problems. Worry, depression, sadness, feeling upset. So use your analytical faculty to become aware of the different types of suffering. You've already experienced and you will experience within this lifetime, possibly experience within this lifetime. And then take to mind any kind of happiness that you have experienced and will potentially experience within this lifetime. The things that we crave for, because they seem to hold the promise to give us some lasting satisfaction. If they could really give us that kind of happiness, we wouldn't have to engage in those things again and again. And if they were really in the nature of happiness, our happiness would increase the more we engaged in them. So bring to mind the objects of our desire, the object of our cravings. And try to see that they're also in the nature of suffering. Unable to provide us with any lasting satisfaction. Think of your possessions, your family, your friends. And not only are those things that we crave, that we have attachment for, not only are they unable to satisfy us in the long term, we eventually have to leave them behind. So when we die, nothing of what we possess we can take with us. And our family and friends will not be able to come with us. So is there a sense that our attachment to those things, our craving for them, can actually be lessened, can be weakened? And then pay attention to the pervasive conditioned suffering which refers to the present mind and body that we have in this lifetime. Try to become aware of your attachment for your body. We're so worried about our looks. We groom the body. We possibly spend a lot of money to keep it well. But actually, it's in the nature of suffering. And it keeps degenerating no matter what we do. He grows older and weaker. Until one day it will totally desert us. So is there a sense we can lessen the attachment to this body? And how about the attachment to our own mind? Attachment to our mental abilities, our knowledge. No matter what knowledge we have amassed, at the time of death, we have to leave it behind. We forget. On top of that, our mind and body are in the nature of suffering. Because the potential to experience mental and physical suffering is always there. And then one day, we will die. Leave behind everything that gives us pleasure. Everything we're attached to. Including our present mind and our present body. The language we learned, or the languages we learned, we forget. All the gross knowledge we amassed, we'll forget. And imagine you're reborn. Reborn as a little boy. Somewhere in India. Not able to speak. Or walk, or comprehend what's going on around you. As you grow up, you have to learn everything that comes so natural in this life. You totally have to start from the beginning. Learn how to speak, eat, walk. And understand what's going on around you. indigo through years of education. Find a job. Your family finds your wife. And you spend the next 40 years working. And you grow older. And weaker. And your family and friends slowly die. And eventually you die in some old people's home, totally on your own. And you're reborn as a little girl. In a rich American family. Where money and reputation are most important. And again, you're born helpless, unable to speak, walk, and comprehend what's going on around you. And again, you have to learn everything from scratch. Go to school. First, second, primary school, secondary school, high school. Experience the problems of puberty. The pressure of being rich. And you grow older, have children. Children who don't get along with you. And don't want to be around you. Before you know how you got there, you're an old woman. Experiencing the suffering of sickness and old age. With your children fighting over what you're going to leave them behind. And again, one day you lie on your deathbed, full of bitterness and disappointment. And the karma of being reborn as a dog ripens. And after your death, when you become conscious again, You're born into a litter of little dogs. Not able to walk. Not able to communicate. And not able to understand what's going on around you. You fight with other dogs over food. You're scared. You're hungry, cold. And accumulate new karma. That holds the potential to be reborn again and again. As an animal or worse. Think that in that way, since beginningless lifetimes, we've been reborn again and again and again. We're very powerful at some, in some lives we were extremely powerful and extremely rich. And at other times, downtrodden, and experience the most unbearable sufferings. And we're still stuck. And continue to be thrown into all types of existence. Without any control. Unless we make an effort, to reduce and eventually eliminate the causes for our existence within samsara. So as a conclusion, let's spend a few moments to generate renunciation. That is the wish to overcome not only the suffering of suffering, but the suffering of change and the pervasive conditioned suffering.